Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from the new Guy Ritchie movie, Wrath of Man. My boy, Scott Eastwood. Welcome back to the show, brother. How you been?
Yo, brother. Good to see you, man.
I know. Good to see you, too. I got to schedule a Zoom interview just to catch up because you're so busy these days. I know you're out in Georgia. Congrats on the film. Obviously, a lot of action and crime if Guy Ritchie is involved. But what's the premise?
Oh, without giving too much away, I will say it is, it's a heist movie gone completely wrong, and some people are going to have to pay the price. And that will be the wrath. That will be the wrath of Jason Statham.
Got it. Got it. People are going to have to pay the price. And as far as your character, how is he involved?
Ooh, he, I don't want to give away too much, but he's a volatile. This guy is kind of guy who takes what he wants when he wants it and has no remorse.
Oh, nice. A badass. Okay. And usually I feel like you need subtitles under all the accents in a Guy Ritchie movie, but this was made in L.A., correct?
This was. It was. We shot it in London and in L.A. And, you know, it was interesting because it's supposed to take place in America. Whereas, you know, most Guy Ritchie movies take place in London or England. But it still has that cachet, that world that he created, but it just is kind of that blend between England and America. So it's very interesting in that way.
Got it. And we've spoken a little bit about Guy before, and he's a fellow jiu-jitsu guy. Yep. He's a black belt, correct?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Have you guys trained together?
Yeah. We trained years ago in London at Hodger Gracie's place. This is when I was shooting Fury. And I obviously knew who he was. He had no idea who I was. I was just another guy on the mat. He was going to probably eventually end up choking out. But he's a gentleman. He's a great guy. He's just an all around good dude.
That's awesome. That's cool to hear, man. Post Malone. One of your co-stars in this movie, man. I mean, he's. I got a whole Pandora Post Malone station. That's my guy right there. How are his acting skills? I saw him with my boy Mark Wahlberg because he did his movie. Is he trying to get into more? Well, obviously, he's trying to get into more acting. Tell me about his role and how y'all get along.
Yeah. Oh, man. First off, I want to say I'm a huge fan of his music.
Yes. And
working with him was incredible. He is a total gentleman. He is a stand-up guy, and I was, like, thoroughly impressed. Not only that, he brought it. He brought the heat in the movie. I thought he did incredible. So I think we're going to see a lot more of him.
So I got to imagine, as far as characters come, he's got to be somewhat limited because he's got all kinds of ink on his face. He can't just be your guy next door, you know what I mean? So what is his character?
Ooh,
is this all very secretive, Scott?
I think I can tell this part. He's involved in one of the heists.
Okay.
He gets a little lippy with Jason. That might not be a good decision on his behalf.
Oh, we're gonna see Jason whoop Post Malone's ass. That's gonna be great. Well, I'm looking forward to it, man. You've been posting a lot of cool stuff right there. And I also see, I think I saw you doing some weapons training, so you had to get pretty familiar with that, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'm lucky in that way. I've done so many of these movies now, where I've gotten like incredible opportunities to work with a ton of guys and you know, ex special forces guys, and you know, do all this kind of really interesting training through the years. So the weapon stuff has been now it seems a little bit like second nature to me, which is kind of cool.
It is cool. Nothing wrong being comfortable with a firearm. Hey. Very good. Yep. Comes in handy, or could come in handy, I should say. You got a lot going on, though, pal. Also in the works, a Jenny Slate movie called I Want You Back. Is this essentially in a rom-com? Are you getting back into rom-coms?
Dipping my toe back in the water, buddy.
Hey, diverse. I like it. Kick some butt, kiss some girls. That's the plan.
That's the plan. Yeah, we're shooting it down here in Atlanta right now. It's been awesome. Charlie Day, Jenny Slate, Pete Davidson. It's awesome. And it's really funny. It's got a lot of heart. I think the thing's going to be one of those ones, you know, sometimes you make these movies and you're like, this is going to work.
Yeah. That's the best feeling.
It's a special feeling.
Very cool. And I know you also got an action thriller with Mel Gibson called, Dangerous. Is that already shot, Scott, or did you?
That's already shot. I shot it, in the pandemic.
Oh, that's right. I think I remember you. Yeah. How'd you like working with Mel?
Oh man, Mel's the best. He's a total artist. The guy is, his mind works 10 times faster than anyone I've ever met. So he's 20 steps ahead of you in the conversation. And that's kind of scary when you think about it. Cause I'm like, oh man, like you could run circles around me in the playground here.
I agree with you. I'm a huge fan. And I've always said, him and your father, to me, are the best actor turned directors, I think, at that level. I really, really are. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, dare me to find another one. Because, I mean, right? As far as successful actors to make, to quality a movie making, you know the type of movie you're
Maybe
getting.
Maybe Ron Howard in there.
Well, Ron Howard, though, wasn't a movie star.
I mean, he wasn't a movie star,
like
but he
Clint
was a TV
and,
star.
And Mel Gibson, yes, but at that level is what I'm saying. At that, wouldn't you say, Scott, really?
I've always said it's just Clint Eastwood.
Embodied a movie star turned, and by the way, can do so many different types of movies.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. No, it's awesome, man. Saw you were making beats on your IG. What's up with the DJ skills?
Bro, you gotta stay with it, you know?
You on the ones and twos?
Yeah. Hey, also, you know, if this acting thing don't work out, I need like a second or third career.
Hey, I respect the hustle. You know me. I'm all about it. Before I let you go, Scott, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Okay.
What's your current TV streaming recommendation?
Oh, Amazon. It has to be just one network?
No, like a show.
Any show.
We got to reword that question.
Yeah, I got to reword that. What are you watching on TV right now? What do you do?
What am I watching? You know, I'm watching. Man, I watch so many documentaries lately.
So do I. That's what I. That's all the wife and I watch. All documentaries. Somebody's got to be killing somebody.
If it's like I'm getting older and I'm like, I need more documentaries.
Which one? What was the last one you saw?
Well, I'll give you the best one of the last 2 years.
Okay.
Active Measures.
Ooh, what is that about?
It's all about Russia and the crazy ass shit they do.
Active Measures. What's it on?
I don't know. You'd have to look that one up.
That's a bold statement. Last 2 years, I'm going to watch it based on that recommendation.
Especially because Tiger King came out in the last 2 years.
Song you know all the words to.
I don't know, probably like Whitney Houston, I guess.
Whitney Houston? Is she your go-to karaoke jam or what?
I Would Always Love You? I Will Always Love You?
How will I know?
How will? Hey, that's a jam right there. How will I? That's funny. That actually happens to be a good karaoke song. Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Oh. What's Goldie Hawn's daughter's name? Oh, I can't.
Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
Go to cocktail.
Oh, tequila. Neat.
That's my man. That's my man right there. Did you finish those bottles I hooked you up with? Tell me when you need restock.
Oh yeah. I need a restock. Baby.
I got you. All right. I got you. And who would you cast to play you in the Scott Eastwood movie?
Of course, Mario Lopez.
You know, I think I could pull it off. We hit him with the international flavor, the little flair right there. Yeah,
you played Colonel Sanders.
That's right. I can play Colonel Sanders. I can play Scott Eastwood. I love it. Scott, when are you back from Georgia?
I wrap this week.
Well, you wrap this week. Do you get a little time off, or are you jumping into something else right away?
Man, I still got some press to do. I'm flying out to Colorado. We launched this beer, Made Here Beer. So we're live in Colorado. So I got to do a little promotional work out there. We're gonna hit some spots. And then man, I'm ready for summer, man. We got to train. We got to get on the mat.
Let's get out there. Let's train. We'll catch up. Things are opening up here. We can actually go somewhere, try your beer, follow it up with some tequila.
I'll bring the beer, tequila.
Congrats on everything, buddy. Proud of you, pal. And listen, watch Wrath of Man. It is in theaters now. Scott, thanks for checking in.
Same, brother.
On with Mario Lopez.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.